This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A second COVID vaccine now has FDA approval, the one from the company Moderna. That one still has to be shipped and stored cold, but not super dry ice cold, as does the first vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech, which needs 76 degrees below zero at a minimum, but colder than that is better still. That means packing in a lot of frozen carbon dioxide, dry ice. Marketplace's Scott Tong is here.
The market for dry ice is not national. Supply and prices vary by region. And industry consultant Sam Rushing at Advanced Cryogenics is hearing about scarcity now in New England.
Business, they say they receive product and it's gone in a matter of hours instead of taking a day or two.
Dry ice comes from carbon dioxide, normally something we don't want because it warms the planet. But in this case, bring on the CO2. It's a byproduct of making ethanol, which goes into gasoline. Since we're driving less, there's less raw material for dry ice.
There is a potential for price increases. With less product available, prices tend to go up.
In the vaccine supply chain, the manufacturer Pfizer makes its own dry ice to put into the packing boxes, Rushing says. And then UPS and FedEx transport the boxes, and they say they have enough dry ice. When boxes get to the hospital, more precious dry ice comes courtesy of the government, says Claire Hannon at the Association of Immunization Managers.
Dry ice has to be replenished in order to hold that cold in the shipping box for 5 days. And then, of course, you get 5 days in the refrigerator.
But after those first 10 days, the question is whether there's enough dry ice to store and transport the vaccine to neighborhoods and remote places. And that's hard to say. Business professor Glenn Ritchie at Auburn University says the market is fragmented in a couple ways.
One is how many different producers there are, and also all of the different hospitals, all of the different pharmacies. So it's really difficult to put a finger on both what the supply will be and what the demand will be.
Dry ice makers can invest money to produce more, but that's risky.
What happens after this demand for dry ice goes down? Have you invested significantly in a lot of overhead cost and new equipment? Then the demand goes back down and there's a glut.
Too much product would sink prices and profits. Now, there have been shortages of dry ice in the past, most recently this spring. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.